The abrupt pause in distributing the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is creating confusion throughout Massachusetts and is fueling concerns that it will make more people reluctant to get vaccinated. WBUR's Deborah Becker spoke with several people affected by the pause and has this report.
It was early yesterday morning when providers got word not to use the J&J vaccine, so they sent out emails to those with appointments, but there was some confusion.
We've had a lot of people show up at the clinic that either ignored the email or didn't get the email or signed up after the email had already been sent out saying that it's canceled.
That's Felix Zemel, Director of Inspectional Services in Methuen. He says the city notified almost 600 people who were scheduled for the J&J shot yesterday, and most were able to get vaccinated at local hospitals. Throughout the state, those scheduled to get the J&J vaccine soon were notified about changes in their appointments or which vaccine they'll get. Some say they didn't receive any notice.
All day I was frantically trying, like, every website, you know, CVS, all the grocery stores.
23-year-old Kayla Bertucci of Worcester didn't wait. She started searching for an appointment as soon as she heard the J&J vaccine was on hold. She found availability quite a distance away and eventually was able to book a Moderna shot closer to home for today.
It took me like the rest of the workday, so probably like 6 more hours to get an appointment that was actually comparable distance to me to the J&J one that I had initially booked.
23-year-old Pauline Holland is in limbo. She has an appointment for the J&J shot in Rutland next week. She got an email from the Rutland vaccine team yesterday saying they are reviewing all options to still deliver those shots. Holland says she'll look into other appointment sites and will still take the J&J vaccine if it's cleared.
Any little bit that I can do to help to get back that normalcy that everybody wants, I'm going to do it. Especially, I'm young, so even if I have a side effect or two, I'm going to bounce back.
Holland is among 6,000 people scheduled to get the J&J vaccine in Rutland next week. At this point, Rutland Board of Health Chairman Scott Gilroy says the town is looking at how to give vaccines to all of those who signed up.
When we find out what we have available to us or what our final total of doses of other options are, then we will do what we can to vaccinate everybody who already has an appointment.
Many vaccine providers say they are able to give other vaccines to those with appointments, although maybe not on the same scheduled day. The Lower Merrimack Valley Regional Collaborative canceled about 250 appointments for the J&J vaccine on Thursday, but those affected could reschedule for the Pfizer vaccine this weekend. Jennifer Freeman of Amesbury says her 19-year-old son, who works in the food industry, got a new appointment Saturday in time to travel out of state for a family function.
It just makes me feel so much relief and so much more comfortable for traveling, going through the airports, and then mingling with our family in a whole other state.
Those not able to travel will be most affected by the hold on the J&J vaccine, according to Amesbury Fire Chief and Health Director Ken Birkenbush. His fire department was prepared to deliver about 145 vaccines to people who are homebound. Using the J&J vaccine is easier for that program, he says, because it does not require extreme refrigeration, and it's only one dose rather than the two shots needed for the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
So we had just gotten all of our stuff in and ready to go when we were going to kick it off. Right now, all of that is just on hold. And that's really the only demographic that it impacts greatly, if you will.
Perhaps the biggest effect of the J&J pause, many providers say, will be on trust in all of the vaccines. Methuen's Felix Zemel says it's likely more outreach and education will be needed.
It is definitely a disruption to the system. My biggest concern is the impact that it might have on those people who are already vaccine hesitant, who we've been working towards educating and building trust in the vaccine, that may now become more entrenched in their vaccine hesitancy.
Although the state says more than 181,000 doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in Massachusetts, it does not say how many vaccinations were affected yesterday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.